This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
So today is National Orgasm Day.
Oh, really?
That's legit. It is National Orgasm Day. I'm going to go celebrate later after this show.
Yeah.
This lady did not have a good time celebrating National Orgasm Day. Or at least she was celebrating beforehand.
I was going to say, already? What time is it? Get her done.
A man and two women in Germany.
Nice.
Nicely done, fella. Were having a threesome last week out on an apartment balcony. Showing off. And that tight space led to some tough positioning decisions, as it will, you know. Threesomes are hard enough in a bedroom, let alone on a balcony.
On a small balcony.
The two women argued a little bit over where they were going to be, but eventually it seems they found a comfortable place, right? But just as one of them was hitting her climax, if you will, she fell off the balcony.
Good Lord.
It was about 10 feet to the ground. She wound up breaking bones in her legs and feet when she landed. The other woman started screaming and ran down to help her. She slipped and broke some bones and her arm and neck.
Good Lord.
So both of the women had to be rushed to the hospital. The cops ruled that it was definitely an accident, so no charges are going to be filed.
Yeah, I'm sitting there just like, what is going on?
Yeah, he's like, so are we going to finish this or what?
Could you
okay?
Imagine though, climaxing and then the adrenaline rush of falling off a balcony.
Jeez.
I know, that's a very specific fetish right there.
It's got to be like the best and worst 10 seconds.
It's the greatest. I'm telling you, you got to get right there. You got to jump off a balcony, break a few bones. It's amazing.
With a belt around your neck.
Jesus.
What? No, too much?
Too much?
So that's too much. All right. But jumping off a balcony naked while climaxing is not that bad. Brock took it too far with the belt on the neck. Well, way to go. I ruined everything.